Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue with the 30 most important things you need to know about the Catholic faith. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Many people mistakenly think the Old Testament is just a record of a harsh, angry God who punishes people. A sharp contrast, they believe, to the merciful and loving God of the New Testament. Others see it as little more than a long list of outdated rules, strange rituals, and ancient wars filled with violence. And to many, it appears as a disconnected series of stories with no clear relevance to modern life, focused only on the Jewish people and not on the whole human race. But these viewpoints miss the heart of the Old Testament. For in truth, it's the story written by the Holy Spirit about God the Father, who lovingly forms a covenant family through which he will redeem the world. So far from being obsolete or irrelevant, the Old Testament is the foundation of not only salvation history, but all history. It reveals the depths of God's patience, his mercy in the face of human sin, and his providential care as he prepares the way for Christ. It is not a different story from the New Testament, but the first half of the one great story of God's love for humanity. For God made the world, angels, and humanity for one reason, so that we could share in his divine life, his joy, his relationships. So from the beginning, his desire was to bring us into his family. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. The story of the Old Testament is, above all, the story of God taking the initiative to save us by drawing us into his family. Throughout Scripture, the key word for this relationship is covenant. A covenant is a sacred bond that forms family ties, like adoption or marriage. Every time God enters into a covenant, he comes with gifts, blessings of life, protection, and abundance, but he also gives commandments, not as burdens, but as loving instructions on how to live in happiness and joy and avoid destroying ourselves. Yet with every covenant, humanity eventually turns away. God offers relationship. And how do we respond? With rebellion. Still, he never gives up. And Scripture reveals how God used successive covenants to gradually draw humanity into his family. He began with Adam and Eve, one couple, and then Noah and one family, Abraham, one tribe, Moses, one nation, David, one kingdom, and finally, Jesus, and one holy Catholic Church. These covenants prepare for the coming of Jesus, who establishes the new and eternal covenant. And the word Catholic comes from the Greek Catholicos, meaning universal. For God's goal is to bring the whole human race into his family through his Son, Jesus Christ, in the Catholic, the universal Church. This is your story, your identity. This book was written about you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The Old Testament is about God taking the initiative and trying to work with an individual or a group of people for their own happiness. But the Old Testament is also fundamentally a story of those people breaking their relationship with God by breaking the commandments. The Old Testament is a record of human ingratitude and sinfulness. And why do the people in the Old Testament keep sinning? Well, for basically the same reasons that we sin. We sin because we don't trust that the way God designed us and made clear through His commandments will actually lead to true happiness. So we chase happiness in ways that end up destroying us. That's why Saul sinned. That's why Abraham sinned. That's why the men who built the Tower of Babel sinned. That's why the nation of Judah sinned by not keeping the Sabbath. Or sometimes people sin because they feel like God is far away and that He's not on their side. That's why Adam and Eve sinned. That's why Cain sinned. That's why the Israelites who built the golden calf sinned. And finally, sometimes people sin because they just want something they know they're not supposed to have. That's why David sinned to get Bathsheba. That's why Ahab sinned to get another man's vineyard. That's why Solomon sinned by getting completely out of control with lust and power and money. The people of the Old Testament sinned for the same reasons we do. They didn't trust that God's way would lead to true happiness. So they chose their own path. And when things fell apart, they tried to justify their choices and then blamed God for the consequences. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The Old Testament is also a story about the tragic consequences of sin. And the main consequences of sin are division, exile, and death. These consequences of sin are seen as soon as Adam and Eve eat the forbidden fruit. They experience a division, a break in their relationship. They need clothes because they can't be trusted to look at one another rightly. Adam blames Eve for the whole thing, and Eve is warned that from now on, Adam will lord it over her. And they experience exile because now they have to leave Eden and can never go back. And eventually, they experience death. These consequences continue throughout the Old Testament's record of human sin. Sin causes division in families. Division in Abraham's, Jacob's, and David's family. It causes the division of the nations at the Tower of Babel. Eventually, it even causes division in the nation of Israel, when 10 tribes are irretrievably cut off from the other two. Sin causes exile. Cain is cast out of his homeland. The 10 tribes of Israel are exiled to Assyria, and the kingdom of Judah is exiled to Babylon. Sin causes death. The floods at the time of Noah, the fire and brimstone that consumes Sodom and Gomorrah, ground that opens under Korah, the seraph serpents that poison the Israelites in the desert, not to mention the countless wars and deaths by violence. If there is one theme that emerges clearly from the Old Testament, it's that sin is the ultimate and primary cause of human misery. But thankfully, God does not leave us to take care of the consequences of our own sins. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Beginning with Adam and Eve, God promises not to leave the human race in the wretchedness of its sin. Immediately after the fall, God gives the first promise of the Savior and a woman who will crush the head of the serpent. And from there, the promise continues to grow and expand. The prophets promise a Messiah who will establish God's universal kingdom. And they promise a suffering servant who will suffer to take away the sins of the people. They promise a day of salvation when God will transform the sinful hearts of his people into rightly ordered hearts, and they promise that God will send his Spirit into the souls of his faithful ones, and they promise that all nations will enter into the covenant of God's people. In other words, the Old Testament promises the coming of the Christ and the establishment of the Catholic Church. That's why it's so important to know the story of the Old Testament, because it's our story. It's about us. Our lives are just the most recently written page of the same book. And you can't understand the last page of a book unless you know what came before. The Old Testament is the story of God preparing the world for Christ and the church. And now that Christ and the church are here, the question is, how are we going to respond? Will we continue to not trust God, take what doesn't belong to us, and wallow in division, exile, and death? Or will we let God transform us by the sacraments and prayer and love? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, we have a lot to be thankful for. This Rosary podcast now reaches more than 300,000 people worldwide, and we have 10,000 committed members who offer their work, joys, and sufferings for the conversion of all our loved ones. But with so many hearts to serve, our team must grow. And after 20 years of really working to bring an end to spiritual poverty, we're looking for a mission-driven chief operations officer, an integrator, to turn our vision into greater daily service and really sustainable growth. So if you excel at bringing order so grace can abound, click the link below. Or if you know someone who might be a good fit for this position, share this with them. Teresa, I had a great experience, frightening experience that turned out fairly well. Oh. When I was in graduate school, I took a class on the Old Testament from Scott Hahn. Mm-hmm. And the blue book final exam was, he would give you a blue book, a blank notebook, mm-hmm. and you had 2 hours to write as much of the Old Testament as you could.
Oh my goodness.
To outline as much of the Old Testament as you could. And the night before, I was totally panicked. And I was over at a friend's house, Tom McCabe. And at the time, they had three little boys. And I was, again, I was just anxiety-ridden. And I noticed a children's Bible. And I picked up this children's Bible, and I started flipping through it. And I said, Tom, can I take this home tonight? And I sat there and read this children's Bible over and over and over, mm-hmm. and it was the perfect outline. So the next day I was able to just remember all the pictures from the children's Bible that reminded me of all those stories that I just put in the details.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check out a children's Bible sometime.
You know, a children's...
Maybe, I know, I'm always jealous of our Protestant brothers and sisters because they're so good at memorizing the Bible. And similar to... So my brother Xavier's trying to learn a bit of Spanish, but his method is to read children's books. So he's reading Curious Jorge right now.
Instead of Curious George.
And maybe I should do that with the Bible. Maybe I'll memorize a little bit faster if I just start at a children's
level.
You know,
really,
I kind of need that.
It's really not a bad idea to start with a children's Bible. I did a series on the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring
that'd
that.
That'd be good to do again.
We need to bring that out of the mothballs and redo that one again.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts of reflecting on the Old Testament?
With this one, you made a point earlier. You were just saying, what was the point? You made an aside earlier. What was that?
Well, just that. The Old Testament, what people often say to me, I don't like the Old Testament because it's just this angry God who punishes
mm-hmm.
his people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not at all what you find. When you actually read the Old Testament, what we find is this amazing father who's constantly trying to give good things to his children, and his children are constantly committing really grave sins and then turning and blaming God for the consequences.
Mm-hmm. I was really struck by that for two reasons, two examples that came to mind. Like one, I remember in high school, I had plenty of, let's say, problematic friends. I was a musician, so we were the rebellious sort in high school. But I would talk with friends that would just say, I have the worst mother on earth. I have the worst father on earth. They're so controlling. They're so problematic. They're so mean. And then you'd go home and it's just this doting mom who wants to make them lunch. And she's like, oh, are you going to be home tonight? And their kid curses them out and storms out the door. And they're like, can you believe her? And you're like, yeah. Man, if she yells at you for that, I'm not surprised. I kind of want to yell at you right now.
Yeah.
Like, you have a pretty temperate parent there, but hey, man, you're kind of insane right now. But I was also just thinking, that's true of teenagers, that's true of adults. And I was thinking of my little nephew, Elliot. We were just talking about this because when you scold Elliot, he just goes deep, dark within himself and he just stares like he's imagining all forms of revenge he'll take upon you in 20 years after careful planning how he'll make you suffer for what you've done when he's totally in the wrong and he knows it. But that reminded me that when I feel real shame and regret and remorse, it's such an overwhelming feeling, but I also know I can't necessarily rectify the thing I've done. And that sort of bottled emotion, sometimes we read into it as if the person who's rightfully frustrated with us, who we've wronged, is to blame for our feeling of guilt.
Yes.
Is to blame for the discomfort we feel with not being able to truly repair what we've done.
Oh, that's such a great insight.
At the end of all of that, I thought about all of the times that I, in many ways, have let you down because I'm late to everything. And then I get really, I'm like, bottled up. I'm like, I can't fix this and I feel so guilty and he's gonna be so angry. But you're actually pretty calm with me. You're pretty patient. But in my head, it's just the weight of the guilt I feel for letting someone good down.
Wow, that I never thought of
that.
And
I think we project that on other people. I think we project it on our parents and we really, really project it on God when we know how much we've done wrong and how little we can do to rectify that.
I never thought about it that way. That is a great insight.
I just relate deeply when I see Elliot doing that. I'm like, I feel exactly the same way, kid.
Yeah, that we recognize we can't undo those consequences, those choices or consequences,
mm-hmm.
and the weight is crushing.
Yeah.
And we just can't even deal with it.
The thing that cuts deep isn't actually the person who's yelling at you. It's knowing that they're right.
Yeah. I think, well, the greatest explanation of the Old Testament, if you want to understand the Old Testament in one simple little story that captures everything, Jesus gives it to us, the prodigal son. In one little parable, he tells the story of all of human history, this perfect, generous father who just wants to hand on the inheritance to these two sons. The young son, who all he wants to do is get away from the father and squanders everything. That's the Gentiles. That's all the Gentiles. And then once he squanders everything, once he realizes every place he looked for happiness didn't work, so he'll try his father as one last resort. And he comes back and the father's just ready to forgive him. And then the older son, who represents the Jews, they have everything and they don't see it. But all we have to do, it's very simple, really, is just turn back to the Father and say, I'm really sorry. Help me to live as your son or daughter. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being such a patient father with me. I swear I've stopped plotting all of my revenge. But Elliot's going to get you for that. I can make no promises there.
God have mercy on us all. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.